Proclamation number 2077 of September 18, 1941. Consciously turning to God. Circle of light of the radiance of love. He rewards the slightest will towards God with his love. The human being does not know that the Father eternally longs for his living creations which were brought forth by his love, which originated from his strength, thus which have his divine love as their origin. And therefore he also does not know with what intimacy the Heavenly Father cares for his living creations, how he carefully directs all events such that they shall lead the human being back to himself. How he does not abandon any being but is only intent on offering them his love. He does not know that creation has only one purpose, to lead his creatures back to their original state, and that therefore everything came into being as a result of divine love. So that God regains what had been lost to God's opposing power. And when the human will now decides in favor of God, even if only for moments, God's love takes possession of the human being and the being is saved from eternal ruin. God's love is immense and yet it cannot seize the being against its will. For since it emerged from his strength, it was originally a free being that was not subject to any compulsion. However, as soon as it is permeated by God's love, it cannot be anything other than pure love itself, and it would thereby become unfree if the being's will were directed differently, i.e., if it were directed against God. Consequently, the will first has to turn towards God before God's love can seize it, but then the being shapes itself into love of its own free will. And then the divine gift of love will be infinitely blissful for the being, thus the being will return to its original state, it will be like God because it has become love, just as God is love itself. And therefore God will always try to influence the human being's will so that he decides in favor of God. He will do so by sending light to people, by trying to convey the truth to them, by bringing himself close to them so that they will learn to recognize and love him and then also make an effort to fulfill his will. Then the human being's will consciously turns towards God, and then he enters the circle of light of the divine emanation of love. He is seized by God's love and can now never ever detach himself. For his own will has sought the connection with God, and God blesses this will by letting it become ever stronger, by imparting grace to the human being and lovingly taking care of him until he enters the kingdom which has been his home since the beginning. Amen.